Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Among the many issues facing state lawmakers this year is a proposal that would, in effect, ban tackle football in this state for children before the seventh grade. WBUR political analyst Steve Cazella notes it's a proposal many of the state's voters may well support.
Football is deeply woven into the fabric of American life. We play it, we watch it, we love it. From Friday Night Lights to Monday Night Football, we gather together to watch players at every level of competition. And when the Patriots win the Super Bowl, we flock to parades by the hundreds of thousands to cheer their success. But the chorus of concerns over head injuries in football has grown louder, with kids tackle football causing particular alarm. A new proposal on Beacon Hill would ban organized tackle football in Massachusetts through grade 7. Kids would still be allowed to play flag or touch football, but youth tackle football would no longer be permitted, and organizers would risk stiff fines. And though we love our football here in Massachusetts, the idea may have a receptive audience. In a WBUR poll taken in 2018, 75% of the state's registered voters said tackle football is unsafe for children before high school, and about the same number would support government regulation of youth football aimed at reducing head injuries. Even high school football was viewed with some skepticism. 59% called it unsafe, and most said they would support additional safety regulation. The poll was taken more than a year ago, so opinions may have shifted. So far, these concerns have not brought about a negative reaction to the sport as a whole. Despite the concern about youth football, viewership of NFL games has yet to take a hit. In the WBUR poll, 91% of voters said news about head injuries in the NFL did not change the amount they watch football, and support for added safety regulation was about the same between NFL fans and non-fans, meaning even those who love the game the most are okay with more government safety rules. But the overall picture is a bit of a paradox. Americans love football and want to watch it, but they are increasingly nervous about their kids playing it. The number of kids playing tackle football has declined in recent years. Football isn't the only youth sport that can cause injuries. Many more young people in the U.S. play basketball or soccer and have the injuries to prove it. But football is still perceived as a more dangerous sport. An NBC Wall Street Journal poll found that 48% of Americans would encourage a child who wanted to play football to play a different sport due to concerns about concussions, an 8-point increase since 2014. Whether the proposed Massachusetts law will get anywhere remains to be seen. But unless something can be done to assuage concerns about safety, the Friday night lights just may be dimming.
Analyst Steve Cazella is president of Mass Inc. Polling, which conducts political research for WBUR News.